Blog Talk Radio.
And now, in a corner of a basement somewhere in New Jersey, it's Between the Ropes Radio. 30 minutes of nothing but wrestling. By wrestling fans, for wrestling fans. Right here live on blogtalkradio.com, it's your host, Ty Asbury.
Hey, you know, I can cover myself with royalty, and so can you. Cover yourself this Thursday night with Between the Ropes Radio on this Thursday night, January 10th, 2019. I'm your boy, Ty Asbury. Now cover yourself and bow down. My live guest, this beautiful lady, gives the Australia wrestling scene royalty. So, of course, bow down to the queen with me. Live with your boy from Australia, my live guest, and she is here, Miss Bianca. Miss Bianca, how are you?
Hey. Good, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and I couldn't wait to finally get this show on the air, and here we are live, and it's an honor to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
So of course, we've been talking in and out about getting the show together and everything, of course. And tonight on the show, the tagline, the theme is, of course, bow down to the queen with me. Of course, we all know, Australia knows, of course, you are the queen of the wrestling scene over there. So, of course, I definitely wanted to ask you, how's your week going?
It was pretty good, actually. Pretty good, just training, being in the gym, wrestling training as well. So, just walking my dog as well. Just a normal. Been pretty good. Really good. I got your day off.
So awesome. Awesome. Yeah. And then when you say you're walking your dog, of course, and when you walk the dog, that's also and a workout too. I mean, you say you're training, but also when you're walking the dog, that's a big workout as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. He's a border collie, so he's very active. Let's just say he likes to walk a lot. So, at least an hour thereabouts we do a day. So, he just he's a gorgeous dog though, but he just he's one of those ones that likes to sniff everything, go everywhere, and meet people. And I'm like, just stay in one line, please.
Nice. That pretty much is cool. Like I said, we all love our doggies and everything. It's just a beautiful thing, a blessing to have. A dog, of course, and of course, Miss Bianca, the way we do things here Between the Ropes Radio, of course, the spotlight is on you. We're bowing down to you because tonight is all about you. So if you're ready for some interview time here on the show, you ready?
Definitely, come on.
Of course, I want to ask you the big thing, of course. It's so freaking crazy how 2019 is already here. So we're going to kind of take the clock and go back to 2018, which is already gone and over with and pretty much closed up. Mm-hmm. Now, do you feel like you're satisfied in how your wrestling career turned out in 2018? Did you pretty much, like, achieve that you wanted to in 2018? And we all know, of course, there's always more room to improve, but how do you feel about how your 2018 turned out?
But it turned out pretty good, actually. The beginning of the year wasn't the best, but I just changed my perception of what I think and just trained harder and just pushed myself a little bit more. And by the end of the year, I definitely was very happy with where I ended. I wouldn't have done it without friends and being supportive. So it was definitely a good choice that I made mid-year and hard work for
having such pain. That's actually like that's real cool, a blessing that happened for you. Now, was there like a turning point where you had a match with somebody that really pretty much lit a fire underneath you where you're like, 2019, I'm going to do even better? Was it like a kind of a turning point where somebody put that in you more to do better, which we all know you will?
I think just because I traveled around a little bit and I got the feel of how the experience is of traveling around kind of like just loved it a lot more. So I did have a match with one of my favorites, Aria, and she, it just made me realize that I just want to push myself so much better and just travel more, like into even potentially America and London, and just travel around. And it was just, I think it was, there was a match with Aria, and I just like going, I love this. I can't stop this. This next year has to be a lot more into what I need this more in 2019. It has to be my year next year. So it was literally mid-match, and I thought that. I was just standing there looking at the crowd, and I'm like, and literally just going, next year is my year. So it's Aria.
Well, Miss B, yeah, Miss B, yeah. Yeah, you actually, and Miss Bianca, you actually hit the nail right on the head. You said, you know, you've worked with people in 2019 that makes you more hungrier. So, I mean, words of advice to all the wrestlers over in Australia: when the queen is more hungrier, that's not good. But I mean, it's a really good attitude to have, though.
Yeah, definitely. I always think you got to push yourself, and you got to always make yourself better. There's always room for improvement, and if you're just going to be at one level, what are you going to learn? There's always so much to learn and so much experience to take in. And I want to take in those experiences. I don't want to just be like on, you know, one level. I want to be the top level.
Now, of course, Miss Bianca, I definitely want to ask you, which leads me to our next question here on the show, pro wrestling and of course yourself, the queen, both of them, just royalty out of this world. So how did these two come together? Like, how did you get into the ring and say, you know what, I'm going to do this, I'm ready to kick some butt? How did the story of Bianca come all about?
Well, it started about four and a half years ago. I've always just loved wrestling, like just loved it and always wanted to be in the ring. And one of my friends just said, oh, yeah, I could see you in the ring and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, I'll give it a go. And I just got into the ring and just loved it. I just never left. Like, I even had a bad experience. And in one of my assessments, I actually hit my head while I was doing a flip and, like, literally hurt so bad. But then the next week, I still came back. I was like, this isn't going to stop me from doing it. But the reason why I loved wrestling was obviously back in the days, back in my when I was younger, it was, you know, I was watching The Rock and Triple H and Undertaker, and I was like, oh, I just want to meet them. I just want to be in that ring with them, kind of thing. And it just sparked something when I was younger, and then being in the ring again about 4 years ago just sparked it again. I was like, no, this is what I have to do. I need to do this. So that's why I started 4 years ago, and I haven't stopped, and I love it now even more.
And here you are, 2019, still going strong. And, of course, tonight's episode of Between the Ropes Radio is strong, of course, because we are, including myself, we have to bow down to the queen. Bow down with your boy, Ty Asbury, because my live guest tonight on the show is the beautiful, super talented Australia's own Miss Bianca, is live here on Between the Ropes Radio. So, Australia, if you're listening, United States, kick somebody in the head, USA, I don't know if that's a real place, call in live and talk to us, 646-716-5926. If you have any questions or comments for Miss Bianca, this is definitely going to be a great episode here tonight on Between the Ropes Radio. Now, of course, Miss Bianca, the next question, of course, when you trained hard, you worked hard to get where you're at in the ring. Now, when you were training, did you take notes and did you think to yourself there was something that you wanted to do differently than the rest of other people as far as being a wrestler? Because I know wrestlers like to do something different to stand out from the rest.
I wasn't too sure at first what I wanted to kind of – how I wanted my character to be. But I just – all of a sudden, I just – because having Bianca as my name, it's like Queen Bee. So I was like, I needed that kind of – I wanted to stand out in a way. And that was my little way of standing out. And move-wise, I haven't got a name for it yet, but move-wise, I always get them in the corner and run up to them and put my butt in their face. So that's just that keeps me different from others, because every time, like, I as I say, after I do it, I'm like, yeah, I squat, and I do. And it just sets me aside from the others, because not many, I don't see many people do it, whether or not they do, but I don't see many people do it. And it just, it's just a really, I just love it. Like the crowds go, woo, like from it. And I just, this is my like, I just need to find a name for it, but just, I figured out my name and I just was comfortable with what I needed to do. And I want to prove to everyone that I am the queen of wrestling. And when I just do that move, it makes me feel even more like, just makes my, I just don't know, just makes my feet, just makes me feel so good. Just having the reaction I get as well. So I'm definitely trying to make this year, especially, more of a reaction of, oh, there's Bianca. Oh, I want to see her again, kind of thing. So I'm definitely out for
Yeah, like you said, people, you want your fans to say, I definitely want to see Bianca again. That's a really good feeling to put in your fans, to buy the money and to see you on the posters, yeah, for them to come see you again. And actually, I was thinking about that. You said your move that you want to do is, you know, you run to the corner and put your butt in, you know, the opponent, your opponent's face. So actually, I had an idea. You either call that the Bianca Blast or Bianca, like, Bootylicious or something like that. So I don't know. That just came to me. So I'll just.
You never know. Never know. I might take that one, take them both on. Like, you never know.
Yeah. Oh, so I mean, I just like come up with names. That's just me. I just like to throw names out there.
Oh, it's a good one. It's a good one. I've never had anyone come up with any of those. So I'm thinking about both of them, actually. I'll definitely be thinking of it. You might get, I might have a little video of it, and you never know, your name, you know, the name that you gave me might be up there.
Well, if that happens, and you actually kind of use them after me, it'll be an honor, because, like, I'll probably be in the Queen's corner. You know, I'll be on good terms with the Queen if you use either one of those names. So I'm definitely going to keep an eye on that. So there's just something definitely to think about. So, and if you like them, listeners, if you like them, do definitely call in and say, hey, you know what, Bianca and Ty, I definitely like it as well. Now, Miss Bianca, we know the Queen, of course, your talents in the ring, out of this world, definitely in the ring. Who's next on your list to bow down to the Queen in the ring? Who's one person you got that circle around?
I do want to wrestle Toni Storm, to be honest. When I was first starting out in wrestling, I used to watch her, and then she went to London, and I always had that little thought that she was going to be great, and now obviously she is, and I just want to learn from her and she's like somebody I look up to as well in wrestling. So, like, I want to be able to learn from her and just be in the ring with her would be a great honor.
Yeah, I mean, that right there, I mean, of course, like, Toni Storm, like, working with, you know, somebody of that caliber, I mean, that can elevate, of course, their career, your career. I mean, I really think in wrestling, when you wrestle somebody with high caliber like the both of you guys, I mean, that could just take your career and just set it so high through the roof.
Yeah. it'll be a dream of mine. I hope one day it happens.
Now, of course, Miss Bianca, we do a segment here on Between the Ropes Radio. I love it. Yeah. I mean, if you can smell what I'm cooking, you know, Miss Bianca talked about The Rock earlier, so I had to throw that in there. But all the past guests that I have on the show, they like it. So, Miss Bianca, we call this the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center, which means the question I'm going to ask you, you got to put the thinking cap on, which, of course, you being the queen, I know you can do this. So if you're ready for this question, you want to hear it?
All right, go on.
Okay, it is now time for the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center. So here we go. Okay, the question is, Miss Bianca, you're in that process of creating a pay-per-view in Australia. Now, what would you name it using the name Australia in it? What would you name it if that was in your hands?
The Kingdom of Australia.
That works. Yeah. I always tell guests, some guests are like, yeah. I definitely would use that.
Well, my royalty, and then Australia, it's, you know, just saying it's kind of like my little kingdom, but it's Australia, it's Australia-wide, so, yeah, that's the way I thought of it.
And then the thing, too, about Miss Bianca is I tell guests all the time when I ask them this question, wherever the first thing, boom, that comes off the top of their head, go with it. I love the answer, man. It's simple and to the point because, I mean, I've talked about this a lot of guests on the show in the past. I was thinking, you don't want a name that drags out too long, and, you know, the fans, they see it, and they're like, oh, the name of this pay-per-view was so long. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they'll be like, oh, this is too long for a pay-per-view name.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, it's definitely something that's, you know, quick and definitely to the point. And, of course, I definitely want to ask you, of course, Australia is huge with wrestling. I mean, top-notch wrestling scene. And the big thing I want to ask you, Miss Bianca, for fans, why, like, in your mind, why do you think fans should make the trip over to Australia to check out wrestling over there? Like, what's the top thing about Australia wrestling that fans should know about?
Well, we just got talent that nobody's seen yet. And everyone in Australia, we work hard for everything that we do. And to come over, you can see the talent and how much they put into it and put into a show. And we just, the moment people come and watch the show, it's just, for us personally, we'll be able to show everyone everything that we have. And just to be able to wrestle in front of a big crowd would be even better for us because we can, we've pushed so hard in just any size crowd, but to be a bigger crowd, it'll be just that, we push it even more. And we want everyone to just love being here, being in the show. And we just have the passion for it as well. Just a passion. I just find everywhere I go, there's always just so much passion that all the wrestlers put in. And it's just that passion that drives us all. So you'll see that. You'll come down and you'll just see the passion that everyone has and just the drive and you'll just come out and just be happy and go, wow, that's a good show. And that's what we want.
And actually, when I've seen a few videos, tapes on a lot of performers in Australia. And what I've seen from you guys over there is, like, you guys are just flash quick. I mean, your move set is just so crisp and just, boom, it's like that flash of, like, light. It's just, I mean, you guys are just – pretty much, I'm saying you guys are the bomb over there. It's just the way you guys just your moveset, and you guys just make a statement in the ring. I'm just like, damn, they're just so quick and flashy in what they do in the ring. And to me, that's a pretty cool type of wrestling that fans, their mouths just drop when they see that.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. Like with the passion that we have, we want to put on a good show, and just give us a chance, and we'll prove it to you. So we work hard for it as well, as I said. So it will definitely pay off coming to Australia and just looking into more of the wrestling scene here.
Now, Miss Bianca, if your boy Ty Asbury was going to make the trip over to Australia down the road, me, I like to eat. Who doesn't? Now, if I was going to come over and check out one of your shows, as great places in the area, what's the best place over there to get a nice, cool dinner? Because I like to get my grub on. What would you recommend?
Well, personally, I actually like Nando's. Should actually go to it before a show, just a bit of Nando's, and then just go into the show and just enjoy it. So I feel like it's a little bit more of the healthier side, and it's got quite a variety. So that's my little routine of going to Nando's before a show. I just have a little lunch or a little dinner.
Actually, now that you just said that, I'm actually writing that down. I mean, of course, you can't see me, listeners, but I'm writing that down right now. Just making notes and taking that. You know, if your boy does make the trip to Australia, which I'm definitely not going to rule that out because I definitely want to get out there and travel more. So I think Australia may be definitely on my list to check out the wrestling scene over there. And, of course, the queen, her kicks some butt. But definitely writing out food options for Australia.
You can have Maccas anywhere. You can have, you know, all that stuff. You just, Nando's, I don't know, it just sets me aside. it's just one of those things of, eh, this is really satisfying. Yeah, that's what I think.
Now, of course, Miss Bianca, in your opinion, what can we expect from the Queen in 2019 in the ring? And, of course, all over the world, because I remember we talked before the show, you're definitely looking to travel more outside of Australia. I mean, what's up for the Queen in the ring in 2019?
I'm going to be traveling, hopefully. So I'm aiming for London, America, and Germany. And then in Australia-wise, I'm aiming for Perth. So I'm going to be making sure that I dominate everywhere I go and rule the place, as a queen should.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard what she said. I hope you heard what she said. She said dominate as a queen should. Anybody, of course, who has listened to the show, competitors in all those countries, she even said America, I'd be scared. So I wouldn't want to be you, because the Queen is definitely coming full strong, baby. Definitely want to be on a lookout in 2019 for Miss Bianca. And, of course, Miss Bianca, I definitely want to ask you. I want to start off, of course, I want to ask you now, for me, I love wrestling. I love, who doesn't love wearing wrestling gear? When you're a wrestling fan, you want the top-notch, coolest wrestling shirt that you can find. Of course, I know you have a new shirt out. Listeners want to know, where can we get the new Bianca t-shirt? Because I want one myself, so.
Well, you can always message me on Instagram, and I can get it organized for you. But otherwise, I do have an email that you can email me as well, which is queenbianca1@gmail.com. So I'm not sure if I was wrong, not Gmail, Outlook. Oh, gosh. I'm not with it today.
That's okay.
So it was queenbianca1@outlook.com. So you can Instagram me or email me. So whichever is easier, I can get it organized and I'll get it to you. Don't you worry.
If you want to feel royalty, you wear some royalty. Get the new Bianca t-shirt, because it is definitely worth the price. I think your boy Ty Asbury, he's going to get one too, to make himself look more cooler than cool than he is already cool. That didn't sound right, but that's besides the point. Of course, Miss Bianca, this has truly been an honor to have you on the show. You are a terrific lady. You're awesome. And everybody wants to know, including myself, where can we see the Queen dominate next in the ring for your wrestling tour dates?
I haven't got dates as such yet. I'm just still organizing them, but it will be definitely in Melbourne for a first little bit of 2019. So definitely come down to Australia if you can and find me, and I'll definitely put on a good show for you. And but otherwise, hopefully mid year I'll be in London. So that's kind of where I'm aiming for, a mid year.
This lady, the Queen, promoters, you want to book royalty, you want to book the greatness, you book Miss Bianca. And everybody, listeners, listen to the show. This lady is definitely the future of the women's evolution of wrestling. And not only that, definitely Australia, and this lady is definitely looking to blossom out into the world, to come to all the countries all over the world to kick some butt in the ring. My live guest tonight here on Between the Ropes Radio was the beautiful Miss the Queen, of course, Miss Bianca. Miss Bianca, I got to say, thank you very much for being here on Between the Ropes Radio, your first ever episode, you know, that you were on. I appreciate it.
Oh, I loved it. It was so fun. I love it. So if any sound you want me on, let me know, and I'll definitely find time for you.
I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that. And, of course, I always say this to all my guests. I mean, you being a performer, I respect wrestlers without doubt, the 110 respect what you guys do in the ring. As always, be safe in the ring. Like I said, good luck in your career. I know, like I said, I'm proud of you. I know you're going to kick ass, and you're always welcome back here on Between the Ropes Radio. So you're definitely a blast, and you're awesome, man. Always come back on Between the Ropes Radio if you can smell what your boy Ty Asbury's cooking.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I love it.
Well, Miss Bianca, you have a great one, and God bless.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. You just listened to Between the Ropes Radio, and tonight was Bow Down to the Queen with me. And my live guest was from Australia, the Queen. The Queen, Miss Bianca, was on the show tonight. This is your boy, Ty Asbury. Thank you for listening to this episode of Between the Ropes Radio. I'm out of here. Have a great night. Peace out if you smell what I'm cooking. Yeah.